Good morning, YouTube. And good morning, Facebook as well. Today is the 31st of July, 2019, Wednesday morning, hot day. And this morning, we are reading from 2 Timothy 2, endure hardness as a soldier of Jesus Christ. I have given him a witness of the people, a leader and a commander of the people. Isaiah 55:4. It became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons in glory to make the captain of their salvation through sufferings. Hebrews 2:10. Welcome aboard, Rakesh Mora. Through much tribulation entered into the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Galatians 6:12-13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. We do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty God of the pulling down of strongholds. The God of all grace who called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strength, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. Well, look around us and we see how evil the world really is. And some of the evil is so disabled and depraved we don't even hear about it. And that's because it repels God's grace. It repels God's mercy. It repels love. It is in opposition to his grace and his love. Satan is the prince and the power of the earth. He's the one who works in the children of disobedience. He comes very deceptively as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour. But you know, Jesus Christ, his people, took all their sins upon himself. And Scripture tells us that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I thank God through Jesus Christ that he has won the victory over sin, death, hell, grave. And it was a decree by God would accomplish his victory before the creation of the world. He was slain from the foundation of the world. And this decree was a decree by God himself. Welcome aboard, Ashley Kinney. God be with you this morning in a special way. So when we see the depravity, man, the evil, that's like I said, things we don't even want to see or hear about because it repels us so much. We must realize that we're sin-bounded, raised much more bound. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who's given us the victory. He proclaimed victory over sin, death, and hell in the grave. And so we see total evilness. I had seen a video posted of the testimony of a lady who was brought up in Roman Catholic Netherlands in Holland, and she was a victim of the Roman Catholic abuse from 4 years old. And her parents were complicit with the abuse. And when you see that kind of evilness, that kind of abuse wrong, you don't even want to hear about it. You don't think that people could that depraved could take a 4-year-old child. And she was continually abused up until, you know, by her family. By one of the vicars in the church. And a bunch of Masons as well. And when we see this, we say, how long, O Lord, how long? The heathen age and the people imagine a vain thing, how long? Nobody says God is going to pour out his vengeance, his wrath on his reprobates. They will get their just deserts one day. We need to be reminded that if we got our just deserts, we would also die and go to an eternal hellfire. But God, who's rich in love, he loved us, gave himself for us. Undeserving as we were, while we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. It's beyond our explanation. It's beyond our understanding. We're unable to fathom the depth, the height, the breadth, the length of his love. It's beyond measuring. It's like the earth is beyond measuring. Welcome aboard, Ecum Rima. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after spirit, but who mind the things of the flesh. That's what they're doing. Those are the ones that are minding the things of flesh. But those who walk after God, I mentioned many times that in the 8th chapter of Romans, spirit is mentioned at least 26 times. Verse 5, Romans 8 says, "For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they in the flesh do not please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." Well, Rakesh says that he is from Nepal. Glad to have you from Nepal with us today. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And children then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time not worthy to be compared with the glory shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption to the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our enemies, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. The Spirit itself makes intercession for us, groanings which are not together. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession of the saints according to God. Well, I'm glad that Christ gave us the promise that when he ascended back to heaven, he would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of truth. And that Holy Spirit will be with us until the very end. Can you imagine what we would do without the Holy Spirit of God present in our lives? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And Jesus, my mediator, I flee to thee to rest. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. The Father has given you a name. I lean upon your breast. Thank you for giving me my daily bread, both moral and spiritual, and granting me forgiveness for those who trespass against me. And your forgiveness is always unequivocal, and protecting me from sin and causing me to be free. For thine is the kingdom and power forever, your tenderness and kindness will be never. May I proclaim your works throughout the earth so even the heathen can see your power cannot be severed. Well, so we are either in the kingdom of God or we are in the kingdom of Satan. We are either on the broad road that leads to destruction or on the narrow path that leads to life eternal. And if we're on the narrow road that leads to life eternal, God is the one who puts and keeps us there. What did the blood of Christ accomplish? Did it make it possible that we could say, welcome aboard, Lonnie Godsey, good to have you with us this morning. No, it secured our salvation forever, see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to. This brings comfort to my soul and I comfort to you. He did not hang agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. God's salvation was an absolute end. It was finished at the cross. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done by giving His chosen people His dear Son. The perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning, no end. This eternal life gives comfort to our soul to know that our destiny, our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Abba Father, to you knowing forever I will be with you. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it's finished. It never has to be replenished. Well, there's nothing like speaking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His work. There's nothing like dwelling upon the completed work of Jesus Christ, His imputed righteousness, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb that was slain. There's nothing like thinking about our future. If we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim, and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. The eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people He has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and suffering will forever be gone, and in paradise finds my Savior. I will forever live on. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, He was slain, you see. His bleeding wound and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary. Such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Yes, God's works are marvelous and great to think on. His mercy and His grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with Him, the great I am. But if our fellowship is clouded by the world of sin, just think how much more precious it will be with Him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and flesh and the devil, but in the Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says He's preparing for us to play in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. It's good when we're thinking on God's works from beginning to end. It's a marvelous exercise for those of us who have been born again. Many things that cannot understand. How God created the world in 6 days and holds the world in the palm of his hand. How our salvation was planned by him before time began. How Satan and evil were all a part of this plan. To reveal unto us his son being born in manger and dying on the cross to save our souls from danger. To be cast into eternal fire and lost, reconciling us to God, his death, what a tremendous cost. Yes, there are many things we cannot understand, but for God's people, he revealed his son to them. Lot was next, while in Sodom. We're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God help us in the midst of all this fuss. Turn our eyes to you, we pray this day. Then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us and we will return you. Make all things new. Give us the hatred for sin that caused us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death. Now let us cry to you, we are weak and our flesh is fell. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God we can trust. Well, I want to end today's little devotional time with this poem entitled, Behold the Man. Behold the man, that's what they said, while my Savior suffered and left indescribable anguish and pain, bearing my sins to eternal life, again, bleeding from his head, his hands, his feet, his side, knowing that for his people he was suffering and would die. But still in all this agony and pain too, he said, Father, forgive him, for they know not what they do. What marvelous love was shown to us while he was on the tree, taking all our sins, suffering in such misery, giving us salvation, purchasing our every. Well, I hope the good Lord will take these words and apply them to us in a special way today. And may you have a blessed day in the Lord. When we look around us and see all the evil and all the sin, let us always remind ourselves the victory he has for us won. Amen. God bless. Good morning, Brother Carl. It's good to see you with me this morning. I didn't realize you were on the YouTube side. I was over on the Facebook side. It's good to see you this morning. Hope you're encouraged in the completed work of Christ. You know, we can never spend too much time contemplating the great work that Christ did for his people. It's beyond our understanding the magnificence of his love. May the good Lord be with you and Sister Babs this morning in a special way, and I see you placed a message on, and a little bit listen to that, and I've got to go. I promised to take a neighbor into a small town this morning. His starter went out on his car, so I'm going to go. It's about a 40-minute drive to go get a starter for him. So I'm going to do that this morning. But when I get back, I'll listen to your message and get it on sermon audio by the grace of God. And we love you guys. May he continue to go with you and encourage you in the things of the Lord. So I'm going to say goodbye for now. God bless.